Abram has a child with Sarai's maidservant. After living 10 years in Canaan, Sarai said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Can be found in Genesis 16:2. Abram agreed to Sarai's request, but after Hagar, the Egyptian maidservant, became pregnant, she began to look down on Sarai. Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your servant is in your hands," Abram said. "Do whatever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. Can be found in Genesis 16:5-6. The angel of the Lord found Hagar at a spring beside the road to Shur. He told Hagar to return to Sarai and submit to her. He comforted her by saying, "I will increase your descendants, that they will be too numerous to count." Can be found in Genesis 16:10. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, "You are now with child, and you will have a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." Can be found in Genesis 16:11-12. Hagar returned to Sarai and gave birth to a son named Ishmael, which in Hebrew means "God hears." Abram was 86 years old when Ishmael was born.